Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but we need your help. We got to free more than we're freeing. I think we're doing a pretty good job here, but we need your help. Share these broadcasts far and wide. And when you visit our YouTube channel, when you get our podcast, please share. I was just telling our guest, John Wayne, who will be coming up in just a minute, I was telling him, we were talking about, gosh, there's so much to talk about. How do we narrow it down? And every guest I have now, we have the same conversation along those lines. We have so much happening to America right now. We have to reach critical mass. We have to get more, millions more involved than we have. And you can do that by sharing programs like this and other programs. I'm not just saying share the Common Sense Show. Share it all, because we need to wake people up and we need to be talking. Because I don't know if you caught this or not, ladies and gentlemen, but the chief investment officer for Morgan Stanley said today the wheels come off the economy this summer. He goes, the only reason we're surviving now is because we're living on credit card debt, and that won't go on forever. Scary, scary times that we're in. But anyway, you heard me say our guest is John Wayne from Freedom Slips, and we'll be coming back to John in just a second, but I got a little business I got to do. But it's business that ties into what we talk about. The food supply is under attack, whether it's the chemtrails that Bill Gates has openly said, well, that reflects 18% of the sunlight now, and it's good because it stops global warming. It also stops crop yield, dumbass, and people are going to starve to death because of these programs. 110 food processing plants have been destroyed since Biden's come to office. That's just a coincidence. And now the Wall Street Journal said we're having a chemical spill every 2 days, and railroads are failing like crazy, and 62% of your food comes on rail. So what are we going to do? Well, you better get your own storable food. And people say, Dave, how much should I get? And I'm saying, I used to say 6 months. And then the experts like Bob Griswold started saying, 2 years, Dave, 2 years. And I thought that was good advice. And now we're saying, we don't know how much. You need to get as much as you can, and you need to hide it, because I believe they're going to outlaw food storage. I believe they're also going to outlaw gardens, because the government's seeking control over all food so they can control you. And by the government, I mean the Biden administration, the Marxist communists that make it up, when we know Barack Obama's calling the shots. So what do you get when you go to My Patriot Supply? You get restaurant quality food, you get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's why you don't buy from grocery stores in bulk. Why? Because you're going to have unbalanced meals. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. You're going to get 2,000 calories per day. You're going to get money off. Great sale. No raise in prices. They have survival gear they want to throw your way as a bonus as well. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And listen, this is our greatest vulnerability. That in the grid. Okay? Foodwithdave.com. And speaking of the grid, you darn well better have water filtration. You better have more than one system, because things get lost, broken, and stolen. And we know the Chinese flew over and they were measuring our above-ground, underground utilities. They're seeking to take the grid down. When is it going to happen? If I were to make a guess, I would say the day that Russia attacks Ukraine, our grid goes down, and China attacks Taiwan. That's a very popular scenario right now. So when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, where are you going to get your water? You're going to have to scavenge, aren't you? Now, most of you have said, well, I could swimming pool and rain water and rivers and lakes and streams and ponds. And yeah, okay, can you drink it? Fifth day of a crisis, the Naval War College says waterborne illness has become the number one cause of death. So you need the filter, and you need more than one. I recommend one for everyone in your family, because if you have to walk very far to scavenge, you need to transport enough water where you can drink it. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter is what we're talking about. It's number one in the industry. Number one. We published the research. You can see it right there for yourself. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. So you get the food at foodwithdave.com. You get the water at waterwithdave.com. And tell you, ladies and gentlemen, please, please take care of these needs. Please. These are only two sponsors for this show. And we get offers for more. But I said, no, we're going to limit our advertising here, as far as my live reads go, to things that I know we're going to need. We're past the point of saying, I hope we don't need it. The die is cast. We're going to have to go through some poop, recover, to take back our country. And to talk to us about that concept, you notice how I use the word poop, John, but it wasn't where my mind was at, but this is a family show. Right. But we have John Wayne with us from Freedom Slips. And John, you know, I remember 15 years ago, going on 16 years ago, when I started in radio. And I thought, boy, it's hard to find really interesting, good stories to cover. There's corruption, but it ain't that hard. I mean, it's hard to find stuff. Today, we have to filter what we cover because there's so much bad stuff.
Right.
Go ahead, John.
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate to have to do such a thing, but it's also, you know, it's good that there's people in the positions for, like, kind of like, let's say, us, that are able to put the stories together and, you know, show the big picture. You know, and speaking of, you know, divisiveness in this country and just being in big trouble on all fronts, you know, from, like, what is it you just mentioned there, illegal dealings within, you know, government bodies, you know, bribery being one of them.
Oh, thank you very much.
Katie Hobbs there in Arizona with the cartel. And, you know, something I want to mention, and I think I've mentioned it on here with you before, Dave, but I want to mention it again, an extremely disturbing trend I'm seeing that continues to grow ever so much more is these police officers just absolutely gunning people down on the streets. Now, don't get me wrong, some people brought it upon themselves to be gunned down, some didn't, but this is something that is beginning to happen at rates that I've never even thought was going to be possible, or to what, you know, to the degree for what it is that's happening now. And I want to speak to that for how, you know, their main goal now is to debilitate the United States by every and or whichever means they can. You know, we look at the bioweapons attack with the shots that they've given everybody. The shots are the bioweapons, people. Okay. The virus that was just there to scare you into going and taking the bioweapon. You know, the amount of people that are dying from that, Dave, is astronomical.
John, did you know that the death curve, my friend, is four times what's expected, and that comes from the life insurance companies?
That's right. You know, it's almost unfathomable. You know, I've lost some, my dad here recently, my dad's best friend, who's like an uncle. So I've kind of had a, you know, and then they're spaced out between each other, you know, timing-wise. So I've kind of had a gauge, if you could say, you know what I mean, to go off of by looking at the local people who have passed, the local funeral home. And this is just one funeral home amongst God only knows how many thousands upon thousands are across this nation. The numbers are absolutely doubling and tripling, for which I'm seeing. And even to the degree for which it's not so many old people now as much it is 22, 23, 25-year-olds. Folks, they have, I mean, as monstrous and as crazy as it sounds, I mean, they have tried to euthanize you. This is a fact. You know, and those that just want to bury their head in the sand and ignore it or deny it, hey, man, you're doing a disservice to yourself, you're doing a disservice to your species, and you're doing a disservice to anything else, because you don't want to accept the facts and the truths for the things that are happening upon the face of the earth, even when you have people absolutely in your face telling you what is going on, what's happening, and what is to come. You know, let that be me and you, Dave, and those others out there that take it upon themselves to try and warn and or give heed to the devilish things that are to come. Did you see that video I sent you, Dave, of that drone footage there?
And I've been told, I shared that with somebody else who would be in a position to have some understanding. They told me we're even beyond that technology.
That's right. You know, and these things that we're seeing in the sky and the things that were shot down in the sky, you know, and then interestingly enough, a few days later, we have a flatbed semi-truck hauling what looks to be like half of a flying saucer.
I think that's for show.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Do you think it's part of Project Bluebeam to facilitate the coming fake alien invasion?
You know, I believe it is very, very extremely close, and or if not, you know, that exact thing for what you're stating. I did my broadcast here the other night, and I went in depth into Blue Book, and not Blue Book, Blue Beam, but Blue Book, Blue Beam, all these things are tied together, right? And, you know, it was Carol Ross and who said, you know, Wernher von Braun told her, you know, hey, first it's going to be the space rocks. Well, no, it's going to be a series of things, but it eventually gets to the space rocks and then goes from the space rocks to, you know, what is it, the alien invasion. And this is a last gambit control or last gambit, and it's called Operation Majority, I want to say, if I'm not mistaken. Operation Majority, and it's to, I don't know, scare the hell out of the citizens of Earth into thinking that there's an alien invasion, so therefore they can bring about their one world government. And the technology that they have that's associated with this is very real. You know, the Cytronic weaponry, or the Cytronic weapons that are able to resonate certain frequencies to generate messages within a person's head. This stuff exists. You know, and anybody that denies it, you know, I will laugh in your face, because I've read patents upon how this technology exists. Mm-hmm. And how they're putting it to use. You know, but that's the thing. We need to be able to defend against something like that, but we're not going to be able to, Dave, because for how it's set up and how it's made to be executed and or ran about. So SpaceX and the Starlink satellites, or I mean, what is it? Starlink. But, Skynet is the word I was looking for.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah.
You know, we have no way to defend against this, and they continue to put these things up there. You know, for one, that this is a geo-weaponized kill grid, for one. For two, it's going to be used to manipulate the masses of the people. Who's running it? Who's behind SpaceX? Well, that's Elon Musk. What does Elon Musk want to do? Well, he wants to put a Neuralink lace chip within your head, and he wants to make sure, you know, that you're also biometrically chipped. That sounds like the Antichrist to me, if I'd ever heard it before. You know?
Yeah, so much for he's a hero of the people promoting free speech, right?
Right. You know, and when you see DARPA is the company that took over the furthering of the research of Neuralink, and everybody better bat an eye, you know. And, I mean, but it goes even further from just, you know, DARPA. I mean, think of ARPA-H or HARPA, Health Advanced Research Projects Agency. You know, this stuff they're beginning to roll out now, and then I got into the biometrics for how which they are rolling all this stuff out. That care.ai, where they have the tablets in front of hospitals or any other establishment that's requiring a temperature scan. Well, you need to stand there and put your face in front of this tablet. Well, what does the tablet do? It does a facial recognition scan. It does an iris scan. It does a temperature check. And we were talking about that there not too long ago, Dave, about how these, you know, these are, man, what am I looking for? These are being used and signaled in ways for which people are just unaware, right? So we were talking about when this thing scanned my face, and it came back with a temperature of like 104.2, and I'm like, what?
What?
Yeah. Right? What? Yeah. How am I walking? I have a temperature of 104.2. So I stand there and I look at this, and it flashes off red. You know, like, alert, 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 basically, because, you know, this person has a temperature. What? No, man. These are facial recognition devices that are building a database for the deep state or this fraudulent government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've talked about the camps. They exist. All of the things that are going on now require the truth. I played a clip from Phil Schneider last night.
You know,
the guy, the Dulce, Archuleta Mesa guy, right? And he said, you know, the thing that matters the most right now is the truth. The truth has to come out about everything that's taking place. Because if it doesn't, well, then we're going to be, you know, under subjective control. And we continue to be. You know, it's so important, the things that you're talking about at the beginning of the broadcast, you know, being prepared for these things that are to happen. I mean, for instance, you know, I mean, how about them people there in Ohio? And now, I mean, it's not just Ohio. You have Tallahassee, Florida, another plant in Ohio. You have Chicago, somewhere in Wisconsin. I mean, with derailings and plant explosions and just happenstance fires. You know, if people are not aware that we are at war Well, I'm trying to make it abundantly aware to you right now. We are at war. By what factions? Well, I don't know. Look, let's count the factions. Well, we've got our own deep state government, and then we have the surface government for the charade for which is put forth. You know, you have Pelosi's and all them, and all. But who else are they connected with? Well, what was it just here not too long ago? Katie Hobbs, right? Just a few hours or a day or two ago, comes out official, not her herself, but people that are doing some investigative journalism, that she is full on funded by the drug cartels, the Sinaloa drug cartel.
Yeah, but let me say that it's not journalism. Journalists are now covering it on our side of the fence, but the originator of the evidence is a nonpartisan investigative law firm. It's right. Not Republican okay. Yeah, or GOP. Correct. Yeah, they tried right. to, the woman who was promoting, they tried to discredit her. What political party are you in? And she said, we're all unaffiliated. And it's absolutely the case. So,
well, I'll bet their jaw dropped then. They didn't know what to say.
Well, I have to tell you, Arizona is as corrupt as the day long, and you've heard me say this now for quite some time. They implicated by name Adrian Fontes, the Secretary of State. He was booted out of the county clerk and recorder meeting position. I mean, and Paul Preston is, and another source of ours that has to remain unnamed, ex-law enforcement, links him. Well, first of all, the Secretary of State of Arizona represented the killer of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry when that happened several years ago, and they were doing fast and furious smuggling under the direction of then Attorney General Eric Holder, and Fontes defended the assassins. Do I have to say any more?
Not much, you know. I mean, that shows it all right there, you know, the affiliations and what these people have been involved with. I mean, it's interesting, some of the videos that have come out of Joe Biden from back in the 1980s and the mid-70s and such, right, saying, you know, not so nice things about other people of color, you know. But all these things are swept under the rug until they come to the surface to where they can't hide it anymore. And isn't it convenient? All these aerial phenomenon, or UAPs, or UFOs, whatever we want to call them these days. I mean, which do exist? They're very real. I've seen them with my own eyes ever since I was 5 years old. But the thing is all the other incidents that are going on. Well, let's count. You know, let's count them. You have the bombing of the pipeline there, and who ordered that? Well, that was Joe Biden, purportedly. Is what's come out. That's an act of war. That's not good. Congress, as far as I'm aware, has not sanctioned a single thing to be sent over to Ukraine, as far as I'm aware, to the degree for what it is. Here we are in a full-on proxy war with Russia in Ukraine. You know, and then we have Hunter Biden's laptop and all the ties to the Communist Chinese Party, the illegal operations of Burisma and these other companies in Ukraine. You know, I mean, how much more weight on this one side of the scale do we have to get before, the other side decides to go, you know, way up, swinging? You know, because this needs to gain, everything needs to gain critical mass, because if we do not do something about all these illegitimacies, we will lose our country. And I'm saying this because this is a fact. I'm not going to lie to anybody. I'm going to state things for how they are.
Some people think we've lost our country, that we're in a position where we've got to get it back.
I do not disagree with that. So I concur to certain specifics, you know.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene for a second. She's right. saying that we're perilously close to a civil war, and her solution is to divide red and blue states into two Americas. What do you think about that?
I don't think dividing anything any further than what the division's already there, the rift, right? I don't think dividing the rift any further is going to do anything, in advance to correcting the problem here in the country. What I think needs to have happened is these race baiters that have called for this war upon races for so long need to be held to account. Look, there is nothing against race, okay? We're so beyond that. But they're trying to make it a thing. And, well, I mean, not only trying to, but they're also, you know, they've gone on as far as they can to engineering it within society. You know, I mean, now white people are just the most devilish thing that have ever walked the face of the earth. If you ask some of these groups and or their leaders or their spokespersons or, you know, their mouthpiece, whatever you want to call them. But, you know, no, it's not the case. You know, the thing is, our country may be a melting pot, but we are being invaded. We have got so many different nationalities that even if we wanted to bring this country back together in the middle of its death throes, I don't believe we could, because we could never become to step on the same page as each other.
I don't think most people buy into the race crap. I really don't. I you know, I have enough black friends. I ask them honestly. And you get the, you know, Dave, you know, when, and sometimes it's still, and you get those answers, but overall, no, it's a bunch of nonsense. And mm-hmm. and I agree with that, but, you know, there's a kind of a lighthearted solution to this, right? I could, right now, declare myself to be a woman, and I don't have to even wear a dress, and I can walk into a woman's restroom. Hey, I declare, and... Mm-hmm. So why can't we just declare ourselves to be some other race than white?
Right. I'm
same thing. Hey, I'm Asian, African, American. I'm a Hispanic, Alaskan Islander.
Right.
Just name everything. I'm a mix, and I belong to Black Lives Matter, and I belong to the UN, and you just start throwing out crap.
Just naming all of it, right? See, and I mean, we did a broadcast there the other night on our station there, Revolution.radio, and it was a round table, a panel of a bunch of us different hosts, and we were discussing this massive problem we've got, and I'm calling it a cult, Dave. It is a cult. It is just short of being a Jim Jones full-on Guyana Church of, you know, People's Temple, you know, cult. And these are the transgender, I call them it's, because they don't know what they are themselves, so then, therefore, you have to call it as it is. They are it. Okay?
You know what I call them, John?
And man. Go ahead.
I call them Pat.
Pat, right.
Remember Saturday Night Live? It's Pat.
Yeah. It's Pat.
It's Pat.
And interestingly enough, you bring that up, and I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, you know, when did all this stuff begin to really start to maybe, you know, be put into the sphere, you know, of our knowledge of anything? And it was right then. Saturday Night Live, Pat. It's Pat. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I thought about that the other day, just out of the blue. When I'm trying to analyze within my own head how this cult is being allowed to flourish and, you know, do whatever they want to do. I mean, one way to define these people of if they're in this cult or not is the color of their hair. They don't have normal colored hair, Dave. It's either bright fluorescent pink, bright fluorescent blue, you know, neon green, yellow. I mean, you name it. That's, you know, uh-huh. It's just unbelievable to see this country getting to the point for which it is. I saw a news broadcast where it was showing Seattle, Washington, and it showed all these people down the road from this high school shooting up drugs, smoking methamphetamines off of aluminum foil, doing everything else you could even think of, just down the road from this school. And I got to thinking to myself, you know, I posted it in one of our chat logs for our station, and I said, look, Seattle, the home of the needle. Oh, oops, I meant Space Needle. Right? You know, ha-ha.
But, yeah, I got it.
But, you know, it's uncannily scary to see what is happening and what's going on. You know, now they're saying there's this drug that's making its way across the nation.
Oh, yeah, it's called
people into zombies. Trank.
Trank, that's right.
Right.
Yeah. Trank ain't no prank. It eats your skin. It turns you into a zombie.
Sure does.
Yeah.
It sure does. You know, and I saw a video, I want to say it was either Portland or San Francisco or somewhere, where there's these people that go out and clean up the streets. And they were cleaning off the top of what looked like to be like a small like utility building for the city underneath an overpass. And they're sweeping the top of this building off. And Dave, I kid you not, they filled 4 blue barrels, you know, them blue 50-gallon drums. They filled 4 of them full of used syringes off the top of this one area. You know, this country's being destroyed from within. It's being done by the means of mind control of the masses in certain specific ways. Let that be the television. Let it be different waves of frequency. Let it be the drugs that they're, you know, creating and putting out and, you know, engineering and putting forth. You know, the thing is I find it interesting here in the United States that the devolvement of the United States middle class began, I would say, in the early to mid-80s. And methamphetamine was beginning to become a normal thing on the streets, you know, and it wasn't just some guy sitting in his kitchen one day and said, well, you know what, I think we're going to mix this and 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 this, and then we're going to do this to it and that to it and this to it, and then, well, by goodness, look what we have at the end. No. It was a government federal lab that started creating this stuff, you know. And it's so easy to put all of this together, from the Iran-Contra to the plane crashes of the Custanistas and all these different things that bring us, what is it, back to just, I guess, square one. What is it? Just, rampant, uncontrolled corruption? I'm sorry, Dave. I'm ranting about everything.
No, you're right. You're right. So, to me, let me bounce something off of you. To me, the biggest story right now is the Katie Hobbs money laundering story. And I can tell you, I could name probably 5 other Arizona officials that I know are involved in this. One woman almost got killed, murdered over it. Her boyfriend got shot in the head by an assassin, and they tried to wipe that under the table. And we think it forced the retirement of an Arizona official. I'm going to wait to see what the documents say, though. I want to see who they name. I've read some of it. I need to go through the rest of it. But that, to me, is a huge story because it covers 20 states. It's right. The Sinaloas are not just in Arizona, but the most prominent is, and the purpose of this woman's testimony before the Arizona Special Committee Legislature on Elections was to talk about voter fraud. But she got into mortgage fraud, about how many homes are being bought up by the cartel to launder money. They do it at inflated rates. They have banks that don't exist. They have mortgage lenders that don't exist. Fraudulent signatures. It's just absolutely incredible. I mean, she has everything dead to right, but it's 20 states. But this goes right to the top with Katie Hobbs, and I'm not surprised. I mean, Katie Hobbs has always broken the law, and we have covered it multiple times. Her husband, he's not breaking the law in doing this, but it speaks to, I believe, his immoral character. He cuts the genitals off small kids. He's a transgender surgeon at Phoenix Children's Hospital.
You mean a Satanist?
That's satanic behavior in my book. Yeah, my opinion, exactly.
You know, I mean, just unbelievable. This satanic cult has come forth and just up out of the dark, you know, the abyss, you know, or whatever it is. I mean, the things that are coming to light. Dave, did we see these things coming for 5,000 miles? I don't think so.
We saw some of it.
Some of it.
But you're right. A lot of it 5 years ago, we wouldn't have believed possible. I mean, okay, transgenderism is a movement. Hello, when I got it, now, admittedly, okay, my postgraduate work, my 2 advanced degrees, that was over 30 years ago. But the thing is we treated it as a mental illness. We called it gender dysphoria, gender identity disorder. And it wasn't meant to defame anybody. It was, okay, these people present with certain psychological characteristics that are a deficit to the improvement of their life. Right. Or even the maintenance of their life.
Was it the CDSM or the CDS?
DSM. And first it was DSM-4, then 4 revised, now 5, and they got 5 revised. Right. But the purpose was to diagnose, to assist in helping people get to where they felt good about themselves. People didn't go have their genitals cut off because they feel good about themselves at all. I mean, you know, I'd like to see a happiness index score on these people, self-esteem rating, like the Beck self-esteem inventory. I'd like to see that done because of the fact, John, it's just, let me put it to this way. Before people could have that surgery, and the primary sex change therapist was in Trinidad, Colorado, but before that could happen, you had to go through psychological testing, evaluation, to make sure it's really what you wanted to do. You had to put people through, if they waited 6 months, would they change their mind? And it was all for the protection of the patient. It wasn't saying that, oh, this is the most horrible, immoral thing. Now it's a damn political movement. And if you say that you're not in agreement with it, well, you're transphobic. You're worse than a racist. You're a white supremacist, transphobic, whatever labels they want to put at the end of your name. And well, that's what's fine. Happened. Yeah.
That's fine. I mean, you know, call me all that if you want. That's fine. But I mean, it is what it is. A man's a man. A woman's a woman. If you have a penis, you're a man. If you have a vagina, you are a woman. Yeah. It's that plain. It's that cut and simple. You know what I mean? It's all of this chicanery. You know, do you know what would happen in other countries if people were to do this thing?
Try
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You just took the words out of my mouth. Yeah, you know, they'd be cutting things off, and this is a family show, so we can't be too graphic, but that's what would happen.
That's right. You know, I mean, either that or using cranes. I know you know what I know. Yeah, I know you know what I'm speaking of.
I don't want to allude to the very graphic here.
No, I mean, people, I hear you.
I think people have a basic understanding.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just insane to see that this is going on. But there, you know, there is good news. There are congressional hearings taking place. There are people coming forward and saying, look, I had this surgery done X amount of years ago. I full on, totally, absolutely hate the decision that I made. And I'm here to try and warn the world about this decision I made. So therefore, other people don't have to suffer the way I had to suffer. You know, this woman, or, well, I mean... Pat, that'll work, was, you know, before this congressional body, you know, speaking upon this. You know, anybody that's out there thinking about having anything like that done, how about you, I want you to go and look at the problems people have had after such things, like the infections and the body just rejecting what it was just put through. You know, maybe, just maybe... just maybe that might change a person's mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it's a sad state of affairs we find our country in, and it's amazing to see that Yuri Bezmenov was absolutely beyond right when he said, you know, there's going to come a time where the United States is going to look more like Soviet Russia, and then then Russia is going to look more like the United States, and we're there.
Yeah, what do you make of that? Are we there right now, do you think?
I absolutely believe it. You know, I was watching some of our clips there off of our Twitter feed for revolution.radio, which to find that, if they can, go to twitter.com/freedom_slips.
Uh-huh.
And with on this page, you know, so speaking of the patriotism of the Russians, there's a video here of Vladimir Putin doing an interview with this guy. I'll just share this here. There we go. So you kind of get an idea of what I'm speaking of. So you see the colors here. Let me put it on mute. this here is something of like what you would have seen a news broadcast from back in the 1990s or the 1980s of the President of the United States. This is what it looks like right here.
Yeah.
With Vladimir Putin. You know, so my goodness, how times have changed, I guess, to a degree, but we find ourselves in big trouble. You know, the thing is, the Ukraine, the biological weapons that were there, the mass production of biological weapons, and now we come to see and remember, you know, SARS, SPARS, or whatever it was, something that affected China and killed a bunch of Chinese. You know, and now we come to find out that there were biological weapons labs, or there are biological weapons labs in Taiwan, studying the Chinese genome, the same as there was bioweapons labs in Ukraine studying the Slavic genome. I mean, this is diabolical. You know, and what is it? I can't think of who it was to quote him. You know, the was it Hoover, maybe? J. Edgar Hoover, you know, a person comes face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous they refuse to believe that it even exists. I think that's Hoover.
Yeah, I don't remember, but it's you're describing cognitive dissonance. The shift in your belief system and worldview would have to alter so much to accept a fact, you just reject it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and see, they couldn't pull this kind of stuff with the World War II generation still above ground, because they wouldn't have had it. They wouldn't know. You know, now we're to the point where we've got generations that are born, you know, into the 2020s, you know, that have absolutely, utterly no clue what 9/11 is. They have utterly no clue what took place after 9/11 and the invasion of Iraq and the overthrow of, you know, foreign governments up until 2011 and, you know, the Arab Spring, the destruction of Syria, the boogeyman ISIS. What was that? Oh, that's right. That's that secret, you know, dark army that Barack Hussein Obama was helping fund and arm. You know, and I said something, it was 2012 or 2013. I said, you know what? I go, let's see what happens when Bilderberg convenes this year. So the Bilderberg meeting had happened and we're convened. And I kid you not, Dave, it was 3.5 to 4 months later, here is ISIS on the scene. You know? Well, I'll bet that was discussed in Bilderberg. You know?
And now we you talk about ISIS now. Leaving $85 billion of top-rated military equipment behind in Afghanistan. You know where it went. Didn't just go to the Taliban. The Taliban sold it off to ISIS. Russia's even trying to get a piece of that action now. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I knew that they're getting, well, as any army would during any kind of conflict, they're gathering, you know, equipment and stuff from the battlefield and studying it. You know, I mean, as if they didn't already study everything enough from the, you know, the excursion over there in the desert.
Hell, General Milley would just give it to them. You know that? Seriously.
Oh, yeah. Well, ain't no joke. You know, I mean, what was it? He said his counterpart. Well, you know, Mr. Chinese counterpart, man, you know, General, I'll tell you, if we're going to launch an attack on you, I'm going to call and I'm going to warn you. I'll tell
you
what.
How many American lives would that cost?
Right. Yeah, I mean there's treason. You know, I mean, plain and cut. I mean, you can't get any more treasonous than that. I mean, you probably could, but it's, you know, it would be extremely hard to obtain such a level of that. But I sit and I shake my head, Dave, at all of it. And did you see where they're saying Fetterman is now stasis? He's either saying that it's rumored that John Fetterman, is brain dead.
I've heard that. We talked about that on the show with Bob Griswold, and I brought this up. So, excuse me, audience, for repeating, but in case you didn't hear, Fetterman's wife comes from a family of extreme Brazilian activists. Even though they left to go to New York, they were extreme communists, and they're aligned and associated with Lula, the communist in Brazil that, with the help of China and the voting machines, stole the election from Bolsonaro. And I said 6 months ago, I said, Fetterman, if he steals this election from Oz, he will never complete very much of his term. That's going to be given to his wife. And here's how I know this. It's not just because of this communist association with Lula. It's because when Obama and Biden together, they went to Pennsylvania to campaign a few days before the election. And Biden got caught on a hot mic on the podium turning to his wife. And Fetterman was over with Obama, so they weren't even standing together. And he said to her, "You'll make a great senator." Case closed.
Wow.
Case closed. Well,
you know, I mean, and isn't it interesting, these people they put in power, you know, to eventually oust. You know, I mean, one of them was none other than Saddam Hussein, right? And, you know, Muammar Gaddafi. You know, they put the United States and the CIA put them people, them guys in power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I almost sit and I back and I look and I wonder, and I've heard Donald Trump speak here recently about these states, these deep state satellite countries, right? And them being such as North Korea and other places. I mean, Israel being another one. You know, and there's not enough spoken about Israel, honestly, you know, and the Khazars and all of that, the Khazarian mafia that all the way originate out of Ukraine, ironically. You know, there's not enough discussion on a lot of different things in different areas, but I understand that some people don't want to speak on some of the things because it draws negative attention or somebody's ire, you know. But, you know, like I say, my broadcast is called The Unequivocal Truth. And if it's not truth, man, then it's not going to be coming out of my mouth. You know, I strive to bring people the real news for which it's not being reported. The same as you, Dave. You know, but I understand there's lines that people can't cross, whatever that may be, for whatever reason, you know. But we do find ourselves in extremely dire times, just our nation's sake alone.
Let me ask you a question. Go back to Katie Hobbs and all the RICO allegations against these people, with pretty good documentation, members of various legislatures. In fact, the woman called the city of Mesa a racketeering, Mesa, Arizona, racketeering organization. The Mesa Police Department, they said, has independent people within the police department whose job it is to go after people who are in the way of the racketeering, and they make up fake allegations and convict them and send them to jail. And she said this is common with Mesa Police Department. This was stunning stuff, stunning. So here's my question for you. Her documentation was pretty damn good. And I'll tell you why I know it's good, because I know some of this stuff. I've covered some of it. Some of it I've covered, I chose not to expose it, simply because I didn't want to be the lone voice talking about the cartel.
Right, yeah.
But the cartel was involved in the Arizona audit. The people running the audit have cartel connections. And at least that's what we believe to be true. In fact, you know, a lady named Mona Patton from Prescott, Arizona, pulled financials that strongly suggest that. I don't know if it proves it, but it strongly suggests that this is not isolated. This woman right. also named three of the five Maricopa County Board of Supervisors that, you know, basically conducted a corrupt election where 70% of the voting machines at opening went down in Republican areas, so they couldn't vote and they disenfranchised them. So here's my question. After that long preface, who's going to prosecute this? You just said it all with a huh. You gave me a huh, John. But you know what? I think you just answered my question.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the American people eventually in long term, you know, because obviously the government isn't there to help the people. It's there to help itself. And it's going to take the people to hold people's feet to the fire, to hold them account for the things that they've done in the selling out of this country, you know, to foreign national powers. And I'd say you could consider the cartel a foreign national power, you know. But you're right, Dave. But that's one state. Out of all the states we have, I wonder how many are infested and embedded to the degree of what we're speaking about, Katie Hobbs and that bureaucracy there in Phoenix. You know, how many more states? Is it all of them?
Good question. I don't know. They said 20 states. I don't think it stops there. When I had Sheriff Mack on my show about a month ago, I asked him, said, Sheriff, I'm hearing that several law enforcement and some politicians in Arizona are under the control of the cartel. I didn't have the scope and the breadth of what was presented to the Arizona legislature, but I had enough. I'll give you an example. In Santa Cruz County, where they're trying to convict this guy of first-degree murder for standing his ground on his property against illegal aliens, and he shot and killed one of them. First-degree murder, that means he had to plan it. Oh, I knew he was crossing the border, and I waited for him. Yeah, right. So when you look at that, that sheriff and that sheriff marched the border fence with Katie Hobbs, says she has a plan and we're going to stop this. And yet Santa Cruz County is overrun with illegals. It would wreck their economy if it stopped. And I'll tell you, if that sheriff down there is not cartel related, he's sure doing a damn good imitation.
Right. You know,
what is and it? See, I knew that. I knew that. But here's what got me, though. This report took what I reasonably suspected to be true, along with what Sheriff Mack was saying on my show. But it's kind of like it might be easier to find a list of people who, let's put it this way, be harder to find people who aren't involved.
That's right.
She talked judges. She said that they pay bribes and payoffs and do these mortgage deeds to judges before they're judges. They recruit them into the judgeships, so then when an election fraud case comes before them, they always rule against it. So
they've got a plan, Dave, right? Yeah. I mean, and they've got a plan, and it's working flawlessly and brilliantly.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And they're sloppy. She does have an inside source. I don't think this woman's going to live to see tomorrow, but she named names, and you can only hide so well. And I'll tell you what, you know, members of the government are involved. You know, Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, he's probably involved at some level with this. And they'll track you on your phone. They'll track you with your car. I don't care where you hide. This woman, her last name is Chavez, her and her daughter forged all these signatures for these fake loans, and they forged signatures for non-existent people in mortgage companies to money launder through fake deeds of trust and so forth. But that woman can only, and she's now a source, but you can only hide so long.
Right.
And how can you go
in dealings of business with it?
Yeah, how can you go into protective custody when the people who are having the custody are also bought off?
Yeah, they're gonna be the one to off. Yeah, I'll put you in protective custody, all right. Same way they put Jimmy Hoffa in protective custody.
And not forget Epstein.
Oh, absolutely. Epstein, yeah. You know, and all these things have come out. You know, everything really began coming unglued around 2015, 2014, when, you know, all of this stuff came out about what these people worship and the things they attend and the way they dress and the things that they do while they're in attendance at some of these things that they attend, you know, like spirit cooking parties, you know, put on by Marina Abramovic. You know, all these different things really started to come out. You know, what was it? Oh, Pizzagate? Oh, that's right. You know, that D.C. place there. There's nothing going on, nothing to see here. But, I mean, if you look at all the pages of the social media, there sure is something going on. There's something to see here. You know, this country, Dave, in my opinion, is beyond help to the point, I mean, where if God didn't do something to this country in judgment, he'd have to give apology to Sodom and Gomorrah. This country is
I've never heard that saying before. That's pretty good. That's, yeah, no blasphemy intended, Lord. Please, please.
No.
But I agree. If he's the God that we know he is, his patience have worn thin with this country, and we're reaping what we sowed.
Well, it have to be. You know, was it here, the main headline on the LibertyDaily.com, demonic Biden and Harris regime shifts baby-killing argument to claim it's a religious right to murder the preborn.
Really?
I don't think you can get much more satanic than that.
I'll be danged. How about that?
So there's a video here. Let me just click on it and see what we got going on.
I mean, it won't play through the system the way we have it set up right now.
No, that's fine. No, I wasn't going to. I was just taking a look here to see just exactly what we're talking about here. But it's some kind of a news anchor from OAN. So, but you know, these people, we know that this is what they want and this is what they do. I mean, when you get up in front of the press dinner or press correspondence dinner, and you know, well, I'm pretty good at killing people. You know, it's called predator drone. You won't see it coming.
That was Obama, yeah.
That sure was.
That was Obama, you know? Yeah.
And they're blaming Vladimir Putin and the Russian army for war crimes? Get out of here. The Ukrainian army is shooting itself. The Russian army doesn't have to do much shooting themselves. The Ukrainian army is doing just a good enough job alone themselves, offing themselves. And these are facts. You know, I don't care. I'm going to state the facts. Because, you know, people can't hide from reality. You know, you can stick your head in the sand, but, you know, guess what? Reality is still going on around you, even with your head in the sand, ostrich. You know, and I don't know. I mean, maybe that's what's needed is a little bit of tough love or, you know, a little bit of, you know, here, man, wake up, you know, up against the back of the head. You know, in form of fashion of words, right? The tongue is a tongue is a sword. You know?
It's amazing. It's just absolutely stunning. I mean, and what people don't understand is this. They go, well, gee, Dave, if you're right that Biden's a traitor, I understand he's hurting the military by sending everything to Ukraine. Okay, well, how about a two-front war? Well, you might have a point there, too. Okay, but then the denials start. It's just like, okay, he's just doing stupid stuff. And I said, what do you mean by stupid? And this is a typical conversation I'll have. The LGBT has just gone to extreme. We don't care what people do behind closed doors, but why do we have to get on bended knee and bow down to it and worship it and say, praise God? And I say, I hear you. But I said, have you ever heard of a Mao cultural revolution? What's that? That's the typical answer I get when I ask the question. I said, that's why they got CRT in the schools. This is why they're teaching oral sex to first graders, why they have drag queens in first grade classes. They are committing a Maoist cultural revolution. They're turning the country upside down in its foundation so it'll be easier to conquer. That's why.
And inside out.
Oh, you heard too. Federal government. Biden said this. He said, I'm declaring, I think it's in 30 days, so it goes into effect in less than 3 weeks now. And he said that we have to have protected classes that work for every federal agency. So if you're an immigrant, if you're black, if you're Native American, okay, all these different groups, more people are going to belong to these groups than not, that you're in a protected class and deserve special privilege. The reason we have to create that, they said, and these people will not be protected who are employed by the federal government, are white, straight males. Now, if that's not a violation of the First, Fifth, and 14th Amendments for equal protection of the law, I don't know what is.
That's right. Yeah, did you see the video come out there the other day of the school doing their best to teach about Black History Month, where they have three little black girls come in and four or five white girls pamper them with food and treat and drink and fan. You know, I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
I know.
And we know that this is a politically motivated agenda in many different ways.
Well, yeah, I heard Ron DeSantis talk about it this way. He banned something called Black Queer History. And he says, I'm not opposed to people believing this, but it's opinion. It's a preference. It's not an educational fact that should be taught to our kids. And he's absolutely right. And I would say the same thing if you reverse the tables. Okay, if you said something like white heterosexual history, which would kind of be the diametric opposite, and I would say that doesn't belong in schools. Certainly you can talk about it in public, call your talk show, but elementary school kids do not need this exposure. But what they're trying to do is just turn our country upside down, and here's the bottom line. Well, it's not the bottom line. It's the next to bottom line. The next to bottom line, John, is that the last three defense ministers of China have said they're going to come here and exterminate everybody and then occupy the country. And the only debate they have is what do they do with the 14 million Chinese that live inside America. And so the last three defense ministers have said that. They want you dead. The bottom line is this is all satanic, and John and I have alluded to that earlier in this broadcast. John, we don't have a lot of time left, so if I don't shut my mouth and get to the point here, I want you to tell people how to follow your show. You've referenced it, but let's get specific now.
Absolutely. I do a broadcast every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, or freedomslips.org. We had to change it. We lost our domain there on .com. But, every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's where you can find me giving you just kind of what I gave you tonight. Just a mix of absolutely unbelievable news that's factual, that is so timely and needed for us to gain critical mass so we don't lose our country outright.
Yeah, I think you're right on the money. with this. Your network's a great network. You're a credit to it. I've been on some of your roundtables. They're awesome. When I get back to Arizona, I hope you'll have me back on, because I'd love to come on, because I really like the job that you guys do. Absolutely. At Freedom Slips. And so, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Dave Hodges. You've been listening to The Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. And check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. And on behalf of my guest, John Wayne, we want to bid you adieu and hope you'll join us again here tomorrow. John, thanks so much for good information.
Thank you, Dave. Godspeed.
Thank you.